welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 449. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from the Pretty Bads, a band from Houston, Texas. That song is called This Isn't Who I'm Supposed to Be, and it's on the new album Meet the Pretty Bads, which comes out next week, June 16th, on Indie Vision Music. I know very little about that band. In fact, I didn't even know their name a week ago, but since then I have fallen in love and I have written them fan mail. I hope they write back. Let's see. I've got good music this week. It's going to be a good one for you. Sit back and enjoy it. Here's Color Me Wednesday with the song Boyfriend's Car. All right, I think we got a whole lot of summer there. Ending things off there with Axolotes Mexicanos, the song there, 13-14, from the new album Salud 2. They just came out May 11th on Elefante Records, that band based out of Villaviciosa, maybe, Spain, somewhere up there on the north. I saw that band a number of years ago at a little festival called Indie Tracks in the UK, a fantastic festival that I wish every year I was going back to. And they were a lot of fun, and this is a brand new album, and I thought I'd give it a shot. And it's a little more, I don't know, electronic, a little more Helen Love even, and a little less pop-punk, but still a very fun album to listen to, and a little sunnier and brighter than I was expecting, so maybe that's a bonus. Before that, we heard from the Sidekicks from Columbus, Ohio. That song is called Weed Tint, and it's on the new album Happiness Hours, which came out May 18th on Epitaph Records. That band has put out some really good songs. One a few years ago made it to my top 30 of the year, and I'm happy with this album as well, and very happy they're coming to town soon, but more on that in a bit. And then we started that set off with Color Me Wednesday with the song Boyfriend's Car. That's on the brand new album Counting Pennies in the Afterlife. Came out May 17th on the band's own Dovetown Records, that band based out of London. Anyway, lots of indie pop there for you. Good stuff. I shall let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Right now, we're going to be coming back to some locals here. This is the Get Up Kids with Better This Way.
Yeah.
That record finally came out, and so happy to share it with you here on the Too Much Rock podcast. That is Kurt Baker Combo with the song So Lonely. That's on the new album Let's Go Wild, which just came out May 18th on Wicked Cool Records. That band based in Madrid, Spain now, where Kurt Baker's been hiding out for a few years. Not a bad idea if you've been reading the news. The album is, I don't know, 10 tracks, 12 tracks, something like that. Lots of power pop, lots of rock and roll, a little bit of glam. Just a really good summer record. You're going to enjoy that one. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's own The Get Up Kids. That track is called Better This Way, and it's brand new. Just came out today on a four-song EP called Kicker on Polyvinyl Records. If you're a fan of the band, you're going to enjoy that one. And if you're not, well, give that one a listen anyway. There's a lot of rock and roll there, and I know fans of Too Much Rock are going to enjoy it. Let's see. I guess I should wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 449. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Tonight, I wish I were at the Liz Phair show at Wichita River Fest, but it's not happening. So looking forward, on the 12th, we've got First Aid Kit at the Truman, or Coat Hangers are playing at the Record Bar. On the 14th, Trash Can Sinatra's with a special acoustic show at Knuckleheads in the Gospel Lounge. Tiny, intimate, lovely. On the 16th, Hop Along is playing at the Riot Room, or Duran Jones is playing at the Boulevard. Big festival, outside, hot, not intimate, but should be a good time. On the 19th is Pillow at Rhino. On the 20th, the Regrets are playing at the Bottleneck. On the 21st, Frank Turner is at the Truman. On the 26th, Dead Boys at the Riot Room. 28th, Flaming Lips are doing the Uptown. And then on the 29th and 30th of June, we have the Middle of the Map Festival. A million bands all around town. Always a good time. And then just peeking into July a little bit, on the 1st, Negative Approach at the Riot Room, on the 2nd, Uncouth at Davies, on the 5th, Broinger at Rhino, 7th, well, there used to be a Sona show at Davies, but Sona got dropped off that, so we'll just end there, and we'll talk more next week about shows. Looking at the website, a few new things have popped up there. Photos and videos of the Turbo AC's Jesus Loves the Autumn Bomb, Deco Auto, and Big Iron show are up there. And there'll probably be photos of the Harmar and Seesaw show that happened last night at Record Bar. They'll be up real soon, probably by the time you listen to this. Anyway, one track left here. It's a long one, but don't worry. It's not black metal. It's Nico Case. The song I'm playing is called Curse the I-5 Corridor, and it features Mark Lanegan on guest vocals. It's kind of the middle of the record. It's a bit epic, and I think it's just wonderful. The new album is called Hell On. It came out June 1st on Anti Records, and I don't know, it's a bit divisive, I guess. Some people are looking for that alt-country sound to continue, and not a lot of it there, but there's some brilliant songwriting. I'll give this one a few listens. It may take a bit, but you're going to find out that it's really, really solid record. Anyway, so let's end here. One track left here. This is Nico Case with Curse of the I-5 Corridor. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Waited too long to write this down. The startling sensation is fading. The sweet, sweet burn of the first drink of the night underage. Knowing that you're gonna get away with it. You were a good man before you knew it. And I'm not vain enough to think that I'd have been good for you if I'd stay. In the current of your life, I was an eyelash in the shipping lanes. And now I'm so scared about mystery. I fear I smell extinction in the folds of this Novocaine age coming on. I miss the smell of mystery. Reverb leaking out of tavern doors and not knowing how the sounds were made. So I left home and faked my ID. I fucked every man that I wanted to be. I was so stupid then. Why should mystery give its life to me? Baby, I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Dirty garbage miles making wet cigarette butts and used tires. To be poor is the anchor that makes us so sure. Your sandy voice across my brow, you haven't aged a day. Is it because you took a shortcut that makes people say you're crazy? Is it true? You're a time traveler, you. Is it true? I've seen crazy too. Well, can it be a comfort between us? Because I never want to know for sure. Baby, I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Baby, I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. I should go home alone tonight. Instrumental over the pale town, where excitement is a yellow curb. My dream awake leaps through my window from the highway. You turn my head and set the brake too late. Lisa T is a metric tons. The crash comes, comes, comes. Go
prophecies don't even have each other. Not that we would ever.